In this bulletin, Canadian police believe they've found the bodies of two teens wanted for multiple murders. Protesters in the United States push for strong action against gun violence. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios defeated in the opening round of his latest match in Canada. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Canadian authorities say they've found two bodies believed to be the two teenagers wanted over the homicides in British Columbia. Australian man Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend were fatally shot, triggering a police search for the two teenage suspects. Commanding Officer Jane McClatchy says the bodies of two men were found in dense bushland near the Nelson River.
It's huge to be able to hopefully give some people an opportunity to exhale and to hopefully eventually go back to normal and not being afraid of who's out in the woods anymore.
Assistant Commissioner Kevin Hackett says he's spoken to the Fowler family and the investigation is not yet over.
I'd like to thank our law enforcement partners across Canada, the United States and Australia for their support and assistance. In particular, our colleagues within the RCMP in Manitoba, who spearheaded the exhaustive and challenging search in that province.
US President Donald Trump has been criticized for his anti-immigrant sentiment as he visits the Texas community where 22 people were killed in a mass shooting. Mr. Trump has already visited Ohio, where a gunman shot 9 people on the weekend, with protesters waiting for him outside a hospital to rally against gun violence. He says there's unprecedented interest from Congress to improve background checks to stop mentally ill people accessing weapons, but not for assault rifle bans. Republican supporter William McNamara travelled to Dayton to see the president during his meeting with police and first responders.
We need gun control in this country. We have to. It's getting really bad. People are afraid to even leave their houses anymore. It's just awful.
Mr. Trump says he spent a long time with the community of El Paso.
It was supposed to be just a fairly quick. We met with numerous people. We met with also the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff. They have done an incredible job. Both places, just incredible. And the enthusiasm, the love, the respect, and also the telling me, let's see if we can get something done.
But the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas says politicians need to be careful about the words they use. ACLU El Paso Engagement Specialist Adri Perez says the U.S. administration has been promoting hurtful anti-immigration policies.
On a day when Latinx communities across the country are afraid that they may be next, today of all days, we must hold the president accountable for the pattern of racism that has defined his administration.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he doesn't think a Liberal MP's comments about Australia being tested by China will affect the country's future relations. The parliamentary chair of a security committee, Andrew Hastie, expects China and the US will be fighting for global dominance over the next decade. The federal MP has written a newspaper column warning Australia not to underestimate China because democratic and economic values could be tested. Mr. Morrison has vowed to strategically manage Australia's allies and partners, which he says can coexist.
And we will continue to work to have a cooperative arrangement with China. And of course, there is much to be gained from that relationship, particularly from the trade side. But let's not forget, that relationship is far broader than just the economic one.
In tennis, Australia's Nick Kyrgios has been beaten by Britain's Kyle Edmund in the opening round of the Rogers Cup in Montreal. Edmund took the match 6-3, 6-4. In other tennis news, fellow Australian Ashley Barty has officially lost her women's world number one tennis ranking after her Canadian Open loss. Well, now a look at the weather. Perth, a shower or two, 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers and windy, 13. Showers easing in Melbourne, 13 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 11. Canberra, showers and 10. Wollongong, windy and mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.